Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Sister Carla from the Missionary Sister Servants of the Word. Welcome, Sister.
Thank you, Father.
So great to have you. As we begin, let's first pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, giver of all good gifts, we rejoice in your love and in the mercy which you have revealed to us through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So, Sister, as we begin this series of conversations, I was wondering if you could maybe tell your story, share your story of how you encountered Christ, how you came to know him. Sometimes it's a conversion story, sometimes a reversion story, sometimes just the story of a life.
Yes, Father, I would love to. Well, like you said, Father, I am a missionary sister servant of the Word. I am from Mexico. I was born in Mexico. But when I was 8 years old, my mother, together with my sisters, we came to the United States. I was raised in New York. So that's where I grew up. I went to school there. I actually met the faith there because I wasn't baptized when I arrived to New York. So it was very challenging for young girls to arrive to a country where we did not know the language. I remember I only knew how to say apple. We arrived in the middle of the school year, so it was really hard to get a school where they taught in bilingual. So it was at what they called regular school, all English school. So they accepted us. We were in third grade of elementary, and it was really hard, but we did it. And then it was really very challenging, but the Lord really was with us at all times. My mom is a single mother. Well, we arrived here. My mom brought us here. She worked very hard. Of course, I went to school, then I went to college, I started working, and it was there in New York where I met the Missionary Sister Servants of the Word. They invited us to a retreat, and then that's where I started to know the Lord through the Word of God, which I understood that I didn't know him until I knew him through his Word. Then, of course, it was the invitation to be a missionary. And I said, what? I had already graduated college, so I was taking Bible courses. We were living in New York, but the sisters were in Connecticut, so we had to travel once a month to take Bible courses. It was a group of youth that we would travel there. And it was very exciting. It was something different in my life. I felt happy, yes. I was with my family, working, nothing was missing, I thought. But yes, inside of me, there was an emptiness that no one could fill. And I thought that emptiness was because I wanted a person. It was like a material love or a physical love, but no, it wasn't. So then, of course, I started to get more involved with the sisters. They invited me to do apostolate. We will go to different parishes outside of New York. We will go promote a magazine and evangelization. Everything just started to unwrap before me, right? Something new. And then it was the invitation to be a missionary servant of the Word for only 2 years. And then, okay, you come to California to our house of formation, and you can be a missionary, serve. How many years has God had given you of blessings? Now you give back to him. And I said, yes, why not? But I had to wait for a year because I had student loans, I had bills to pay. So after a year from that invitation, I entered the house of formation in 2007. And it was in California. Hinckley, California is a desert. The house was it was a desert. And it was amazing. It felt like I was like reborn there. It was the best gift that the Lord has given me. I felt so free. I felt new. It was really exciting. Because of course, I was living in my comfort. I was doing what I wanted. I would go wherever I want. But here, I had to obey, I had to work, I had to follow a discipline, which I didn't have before. So for me, really, it was amazing. So that was 13 years ago. And now I see myself, it seems like it was yesterday. And now I'm here in Columbus, Ohio. I arrived last September. I've been here and signed now in a house of formation, our second house of formation here in the United States, Father. So it's really amazing. I just think about the call, and it just amazes me how fast everything has gone.
The Lord certainly directs our life swiftly at times. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Sister Carla. Sister, you mentioned that, you know, you came to New York, you and your sisters and your mother came to New York, but you had not been baptized yet. So was that just because of maybe the transitions in life you had missed, or?
My mother wasn't a churchgoer. She's Catholic. My grandma is Catholic, but I don't think they were really brought up in the faith. My grandma, very hardworking. My grandpa, drunkard. And she had to be the one to bring the money to the house. So I think my mom didn't even live with my grandma. She was living with my aunt so she can go to school. So it was very unstable, I guess. Mm. And she didn't go to church. And of course, she wouldn't even bring us to church. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why none of us had our sacraments. We are three sisters. I was 8. My sister, my oldest sister, was 10. And the youngest was 5 years old or 3 years old. Three. And none of us had our sacraments.
So when you got to New York, did you guys start going to Mass and get the sacraments?
You know, Father, there was a church, I guess, nearby where we were living. And the lady there, I guess she was a catechist, she told my mom that she can get help from the church, like food or things that she needed. So my mom agreed, of course. She's a single mother. She had to get help somewhere. So I think that lady was the one who told my mom, so what about your daughters? Do they have the sacraments? Right. So that's how my mom said no. She probably didn't know what that meant. I think she did, but that's where she agreed. Oh, okay, then. So the lady told her, my mom, okay, you bring them to church so they can have their formation to have their sacraments.
Another special grace then to your family that
yes,
this
it,
woman.
It really was, because my mom also had other like Protestant friends, and they will also invite her. But God really is amazing how He works mysteriously.
Beautiful. Sister, you talked about, because in your community there are the sisters,
yes,
but then there are also lay missionaries. So
yes,
you were a lay missionary first, and yes, then you went in, and your formation in Hinckley was with the sisters to
yes,
become a sister.
Yes, Father. Every member of our community, before being a sister or a priest, because we also have the priest, we all have to be lay missionaries first. And then from there, it's a discernment, really. It's a time of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And then along the way in the mission, if the call comes, then you can ask the community to be admitted for the rest of our life, to consecrate ourselves. So we first do 8 months of formation and then a year of mission. And we can renew for another year or 2 years.
Now, when you met the sisters in the community, was it on a retreat experience? Is that what it
yes,
was?
Yes, it was. Through my parish, there's a priest there from Mexico, and he invited the sisters. I'm not sure how he met them. And the sisters gave a talk, and of course, they took the opportunity to invite the youth to be missionaries. Actually, they invited us to have Bible courses.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we started going to Connecticut to receive the Bible courses.
And that is it, and we'll talk about this later, but it seems really the heart of the method of both the sisters and the lay missionaries are these Bible courses.
Yes, through the Bible courses, because that's where we encounter Christ before we actually decide or think that we should serve.
Mm-hmm.
We have to first know Him.
Beautiful. beautiful. And then, so you did your formation out in California, and then you made your profession and everything like that.
Yes.
Sister, in your, you know, vocation as a religious life, you know, of course, you know, I think people think, you know, religious, you know, they're automatically saints. But, you know, I think maybe you could speak a little bit about kind of what you do or kind of what you need to do each day to kind of
keep
your eyes focused on the Lord.
Yes. We as missionary servants of the word, we are called to have this encounter first with the Lord. Of course, Father, like the discipline right in the morning, we pray the liturgy of the hours, the office of reading, the morning prayer, meditation. We have our holy hour every day. We have a personal holy hour, community prayer, the Eucharist, and of course, work. Our formation, Father, it's sustained by five pillars, right? Prayer.
Maybe we'll go into that in our next conversation. We're running out of time, but okay, we're gonna. This is sort of a cliffhanger. You're gonna have to listen to our tomorrow to our next session with Sister. But let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for Sister Carla and her community and for their vocation and for their presence here in our local church. We ask that you bless her and bless her community and all those they work with. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Sister Carla of the Missionary Sister Servants of the Word. Until next time, peace and all good.